Beloved friends, we greet you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And may I ask you, my beloved friend, a strange question. Did you ever find the nail, N-A-I-L? You may say that is a strange one, but actually, the name refers to the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And in the Bible, it is recorded in a prophecy concerning him, regarding his birth and his death. The prophet Zechariah foretold in chapter 10 of his book, verse 4, saying that out of Judah, the tribe of Judah, shall come forth the nail. Now many titles are given to the Son of God in the Bible, but I admit that this is one of the strangest, but it is filled with great significance. In Old Testament times, a nail was used as a tent pin or peg driven into the ground to hold the tent down. It was also used as a strong pin embedded into the wall of an oriental building to hang upon it vessels. King David and Solomon hung shields of gold upon them in their great treasury house. But this latter use explains, more than any other way, why Christ is called the nail. Think with me of its precious meaning. For do we not place many things upon a nail, transferring from our outer clothing sometimes, and placing it upon the provided nail, the burden bearer? For frankly, a nail is used to bear burdens and to carry them, to hold them. And is this not significant reason for us to believe that Christ is the nail, our great burden bearer? First of all, think with me of this fact. As the nail, Christ bore the burden of my sins and yours. 'Twas on the cross that he did this. Did not Peter write? He himself bore our sins in his body upon the tree. 1 Peter 2:24. That burden was incalculably heavy, for the Lord Jehovah hath laid on him the iniquity of us all, writes the prophet Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 6. Did not the whole world's guilt of sin become and was laid upon that blessed Savior? And has not John the Baptist said, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world? John 1, verse 29. There was no other one who could and who did bear this great load for us, and he did not fail. One died for all, declares the Word of God. My beloved friend, if you acknowledge that your sins were laid upon him, when they nailed the nail to the cross of Calvary, I'm sure if you know the joy of this, you can say, All my sins were laid upon him. Jesus bore them on the tree. God, who knew them, laid them on him, and believing, I am free. My beloved friend, if you never have, will you not turn to him today by faith? See and acknowledge your sins were laid upon him. Then you will find the nail. But a second reason, as the nail, Christ bears the burden of our cares. Many troubles and sorrows fill the earth, from which none of us are exempted. But if we have found the nail, we shall find also that he is able to carry and bear all our burdens. If we believe that he bore all our sins, then surely we can trust him to carry all of our cares. Did not Peter write, Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you? 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. How foolish it is for us to carry our burdens when we can cast them upon him, and such a blessed provision as the one who is called the nail. Did not the psalmist write, Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. Chapter 55 of the Psalms, verse 22. My beloved friend, what are you doing with your daily burdens? Do you carry them yourself? Do I? God forbid. Let us find the nail. Let us hang these burdens of ours upon him even today. Let us not remove them either. For he is a sure nail, the great burden bearer. Have you never heard the old hymn, take your burden to the Lord and what? Leave it there. Remember the words of the Lord Jesus in Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Come unto me, all ye that are weary and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy, my burden is light. You and I can trust him wholly, for they that trust him wholly will find him wholly true. My beloved friend, may I once again ask you, have you found the nail? Third, as the nail, Christ will have eternal glory. In the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 22, verse 24, we have these words. They shall hang upon him all the glory of his father's house. For many centuries ago, the treasures of the house of David were hung in splendor upon the nails which were embedded upon and in the walls, emblems of kingly glory. Why, even today, the universe hangs upon Christ. We are told that he is upholding all things by the word of his power in Hebrews 1, verse 3. And may I state that tomorrow, when he comes back to the earth again, the government of the earth will be upon his shoulders, hanged upon him. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. Yes, in eternity, the glory of universal reign, both in heaven and upon the earth, will hang upon that blessed person. For God hath highly exalted him, and given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2, verses 9 through 11. Then why cannot, and why should we not, hang the glory of our lives today upon Christ, who is the nail? He is worthy. Our sins were laid upon him. Our cares we can lay upon him. Then our lives and our possessions should also be laid upon him. Our love and our talents and all that we have is worthy to be placed upon the one who deserves the glory, the nail. There is an eternal day coming, praise God, when a redeemed universe, a new heaven and a new earth, will ascribe to the nail eternal glory. We have the words of Revelation chapter 5, verse 11, saying, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Oh, my beloved friend, we ask again, have you found him who is called uniquely, strangely, but beautifully, the nail? Oh, let me repeat the message. First, as the nail he bore all our sins and your sins with their judgment when he died upon the cross. May I quote the words again? All our sins were laid upon him. Jesus bore them on the tree. God, who knew them, laid them upon him. And believing, we are free. My beloved, 'tis an impossibility for me, for you, for anyone, to be able to weigh and estimate the great burden of sin which our Savior bore in and upon his own body when he was on the tree of Calvary. Little did the men who fastened him to that cross realize, as they drove the nails through his hands, through his feet, they nailed to the cross one whose title is the Nail. Yes, my friend, he bore all your sins. Name them if you can, and I doubt if you're able, but all of them he bore as God laid them on him. And may I state, the nail never broke. He bore it all. And then second, if he has borne all our sins upon the cross, and when I trust him as my Savior, is it not true that as the nail, for he still bears the title, he is able to bear and carry all my cares as I cast them upon him? He can not only carry my burden, but he will carry me too. Casting all your care upon him, not some of it, all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And then, as the nail, does he not deserve that your life and my life, with the glory that we should indeed give, all of it should be hung upon him, not upon ourselves? Let us not wait for eternity to hang the glory upon him. For if he is your Savior now and mine, why wait for that coming day? Oh, let us lay at his feet these lives of ours, and live for his honor and glory, and hang the glory of our life upon the nail. My beloved friend, let me ask again, have you found the nail? The one who bore your sins upon his own body when on the cross? Have you found the one who is able to bear and carry all your cares, and the one who should have the glory and all the glory of your life? We ask the question, have you found the nail? Blessed Father, by thy Holy Spirit, in his own power and might, bring some dear friend to come to the Savior and find him, the nail, today for Jesus' sake. Amen.